Friends, I've got exactly 2 minutes. The other day I was up in Downing Street giving in a petition against not replacing Trident, and there were at least 10 policemen, and I thought how wonderful it would have been if I'd taken in a warrant from the International Criminal Court and I was offering it to Mr. Blair and the policeman would arrest him. But that's a dream. It will come one day. This is a war crime. But how do we move forward? How do we move forward to a different kind of world? I am not one who thinks that bombs and guns and planes and tanks bring peace. I think peace rests on justice and of people living together, sharing, living as common human beings. That is the road to peace. And when I hear people in Israel saying, but why are they attacking me? I say to them in my heart, because you represent an apartheid state. Where millions of your fellow citizens in that part of the world live in destitution, in prison, in poverty, dominated by the superior class. That is no way ever to peace. And that has to change if we want peace in the Middle East. And that means not guns and bombs. It means no more investment in Israel. It means no more tourism in Israel. It means no more buying Israeli goods in shops. It means making friends with Palestinians. Don't go on holiday. Go and live with the Palestinians and work with them on some of the trips out there. And finally, let me say, don't let anti-Semitism grow in your heart. This is not an issue of anti-Semitism. Some of the bravest people in the world are those who refuse to serve in the Israeli Defense Force and are now in prison. They are brave, brave people. We have Jews against for justice in this country. We have Jews against house demolition. Work with your fellow Jews for peace in this world, with your fellow Christians, with your fellow Muslims. I have a dream from the Old Testament that on the mountain of God, all people will come to worship together. It's in the book of Isaiah. Let's work together for a Middle East where all are equal and just under God's sight, and we live together in harmony. Thank you very much indeed.